The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Guns N' Roses for Lent? Really? Can we have any religious music around beginning of Lent? Axl Rose, baby, look out.
They're going back out on tour. They're
going back out. They're going back out.
Big tour starts in Spain, if I'm not mistaken,
really
in April.
Yeah,
and they'll be at MetLife Stadium middle of August.
Playing stadiums. That's amazing. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I saw Guns N' Roses once. I'm good.
You know. I tell you, the funny Guns N' Roses story, which is true.
Right.
I wanted to do Axl Rose impression on that HBO special. It was my second one at UCLA. Mm-hmm. And Joey, you know this? Remember I told you this? Did I tell you this? Remember?
Yeah, I think you did.
Yes, and you know what? And I wanted to do the song Patience, was that, you know,
oh,
the
yeah.
slow
Just
song?
Yeah, Little Patience.
Yeah, Patience. You know, so yeah. I go, well, and I said, well, I'd like to do it. And I got back. They were in Japan, and we got word back, no permission for Joe to do any Guns N' Roses song. And I go, oh,
really?
Okay.
Yeah, they're a bit of a stickler. They're listen, a bit of sticklers
listen,
on those things.
And fair enough. So what we did was, but technically and legally, I could do an impression of an Axl Rose type character, being a public celebrity, and then I could also parody the song, and so you don't have to pay anything. And that's exactly what I did. I didn't call Benny of Axl, but we named the song "Mental Patients."
So
yeah. you could do back then. And we put in Ira Siegel, the guitarist. We put him dressed as Slash. We did all. Oh, got away with great. It. Got away. But you know. See, a little sense of humor,
but,
you know.
No, you're right. But that's
I did Bruce Springsteen. Bruce didn't mind.
No, but
you make
a great point about how they didn't give you permission to use the song. There's a bit that Letterman did. Letterman wanted to hear the Eagles one night because, you know, the band would come back from breaks and they would play some artist that, you know, Dave would be familiar with or whatever, and they'd talk about it or whatever. Eagles had a thing where if you used one of their songs and you played more than 20 seconds of it, you had to pay them like a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah,
so
crazy.
They wouldn't allow it. So I think they played like literally 5 seconds of an Eagles song. It was like two notes, and that was it. That was the most that they could play.
That's it. And when I did, there was another Showtime thing I did, I remember, and I told you this before, and I wanted to do a Johnny Cash medley that I do, and we wanted to, every $25,000 per song or something like that.
That's crazy.
You know, and it's not Johnny Cash. It's like the artists sell their rights. You always hear the artists sell their rights, and it's like these big conglomerates like Warner Chappell. You know, they go, oh, let's charge it. And all you do is kill the whole songbook of that particular artist because no one can duplicate it, you know? Yep. Interesting with Frank Sinatra as well. Frank Sinatra, it's like the Sinatra family does not own a lot of those songs because it's all like owned by those big conglomerates. So when if you use a Frank Sinatra likeness, that costs you, as it should,
but you know what?
A lot of money.
But speaking of Sinatra, you would think at some point those contracts run out and then it would revert back to the family, because you're seeing all these artists that are selling their music catalogs now because they want to get the money up front, because obviously the money isn't in records or CDs and stuff anymore. It's about touring and, you know, and all that other stuff. You would think that eventually the rights would go back to the Sinatra family, right?
Yeah, it should. It really
should. It's not a perpetuity, is it?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. But we ended up doing, I told you, public domain, you know. It's
right,
like Frank
right,
Sinatra,
right.
Home on the Range. But although Old McDonald, we could do Old McDonald, which we did, which Frank Sinatra did, but that was a public domain song. Hey, it is Lent, though. So, and Jack Keane, General Keane's going to join us. And also Anitra Aparmalee from Food for the Poor will join us. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, Michael Goodwin, Adam Carolla on the show. So as always, we take this broadcast very seriously. And I'm down working in Florida. And I wanted to stay on the air, so I thank Paul Jacobs and the good friends and Derek at the board for hosting us here at Food for the Poor, United in God's Work. It's really beautiful. If you go to foodforthepoor.com, you see the beautiful work that they do. And it is the beginning of Lent. It's the beginning of Lent. So now I'm thinking, what do we give up? And then it's like, you know, I remember, I think one of my kids hated hard candy. And I said, what are you giving up for Lent? Hard candy. You know, it's like stuff like that that you don't like. You give it away, you know, you give up. So now maybe it'd be nice in the Lenten season. For example, if Mayor Eric Adams, when Ron DeSantis went to Staten Island, and Eric Adams reached out an olive branch in a very Jesus-like way and just said, you know, we really disagree, but we should sit in City Hall. Come hang with me, Ron DeSantis. See? But Eric Adams is afraid he's going to tick off all those wacko regressive socialists who run New York and cause the crime and turned New York into the city that is today, unfortunately. But wouldn't that have been nice? That's what we need in politics. That's exactly Joe Biden saying, I'm going to unify everybody. This is the most divisive president we've ever had in our lifetime. And he's in Ukraine, and these poor people in East Palestine, Ohio, are still not getting anything. And isn't Donald Trump going today?
Yes.
Donald Trump going there today?
He will be there today.
I got to tell you one thing. God bless him. God bless him. And you can't say that. Well, I'm saying it. Because that's the beauty of Donald Trump. He goes, I don't want to deal with any bureaucracy. I'm going. And I hear he's bringing water, and he's doing it. And if Trump says he's going, all of a sudden the EPA steps up. All of a sudden the head of the train company steps up.
Right.
All of a sudden Biden made 5 phone calls from Ukraine to East Palestine, Illinois. As he's trying to find the red carpet, and he's wandering around aimlessly in Ukraine.
The president was in Poland yesterday, and he's telling the Polish people, you know, I lived in a town in Delaware where everybody was either Polish or Italian, and I wish that I could add SKI to the end of my name. Could that be any more insulting? And you see the Polish people are just sitting there like, wanted to be Bidenski. What?
You don't want to talk about Lech Walesa. You don't want to talk about Pope John Paul.
Yes.
You don't want to talk about Pope John Paul II. You don't want to talk about the great folks that brought down communism with Ronald Reagan.
How about it was an honor to live amongst the Polish and Italian communities in Delaware. Not I wanted to have SKI on my last name or be called Bideno. I mean, are you kidding me?
This is the president of the United States. It's Lent, and I got to tell you, it's Lent, so I want to be nice. I feel bad. Something's up because now I see online when Biden walks, there's something wrong with it. And I know people do impressions of it, and I've done it on stage, you know. And I'm thinking, why does he walk so funny? And he walks in such an awkward, stilted fashion. And he's the president. But they're going to put him out. They don't care. They don't care that Fetterman had another episode. They don't care about the guy, the senator from Pennsylvania. Now the senator, they're going to use him to get that office. They don't care that this guy just had a stroke and isn't going to be able to function. As by the way, as Mehmet Oz predicted, he's not going to make it 3 months. Here he is, the poor guy. I feel sorry for Fetterman. He's in the hospital for what? For depression. They could care less. The Democrats are so slick, but they're very mean in many, many ways. To walk our president against Zelensky, who's on his feet. Look, I don't want to hear any criticism, this is an objective overview because I don't want to attack a guy that's got physical frailties like our president. But it was tough to watch, guys. It was tough to watch. Biden's walking, shuffling. He couldn't lift his feet up. So now there was one guy that told
Bidenski.
I
am here.
Bidenovsky. Bidenovsky.
Bideno. Bideno. Hey. I mean, that's embarrassing.
It's a mental breakdown, and we're watching the destruction, physical destruction of a man who represents us as a nation. Maybe you don't send him there. Maybe you go to East Palestine, Palestine. But you know what? Why did he walk like that? So somebody tweeted out something, and I say this objectively. The guy, they say, and I know from my great dad, the smartest man I've ever met in my life, to this day, was my father. Just the most knowledgeable, bright. I absorbed none of that, inherited none of that. But my pop was so incredibly, like, smart. He just knew everything about everything. And so he's so smart. But as his mind, and he started getting dementia, he'd have a card that he would keep in his breast pocket with his pen, you know, a little pen that they put in the pocket, and he would refer to, or have a list of things that he had to do. He did that later when he started to get a little dementia. That's exactly what Biden does. And my father never had the walking problem, apparently, is from Alzheimer's. You know, we'll talk to Dr. Sapphire about it today, maybe, because I feel for the guy. The guy can't walk. He's walking off the red carpet. And then you got Zelensky grasping his hand, walking him like he's in a nursing home. This is the president. And they used him to send him, the war machine, in my opinion, used this guy, Biden, to go to Ukraine, make it look like it was, oh, this big heroic thing. Everything ain't what it seems. Jack Keane will break it down for us. General Jack will be with us. But it's just unsettling to see. And now, who's going to East Palestine with that horrible? I don't think we're going to know the half of it, of the chemical damage. By the way, where are the environmentalists? Did I miss something? Are the environmentalists up in arms because of this train? I mean, it's like with the whales washing up on the shore down on the Jersey Shore. Where saved the whales? What happened to all these people? It's all phony. It's all fake. So, but on this, having said all that. On this Lent, beginning of Lent, this is from our friend Lydia. How do you pronounce Lydia? I know Lydia from WABC.
She's Lydia Serrano.
Yeah, she's at Newsmax now. She's a friend. But she did post something. Give up complaining. Focus on gratitude. This is good. Give up pessimism. Al, become an optimist.
What?
You know, wow.
I don't get ashes. So
share
I,
your
I,
bank
I ain't
account.
Nothing.
No, share.
Anything else? I share my food. My wife doesn't share. My wife is not a share.
She's not a share?
No, no.
Oh,
oh no. No, you try to take something out of her plate, she'll stab you with the fork.
Yeah, here's give up harsh judgments, think kindly thoughts, give up worry, trust divine providence. Okay. Give up discouragement, be full of hope. Give up bitterness, turn to forgiveness. That's the tough one.
Yeah.
I
don't want to sit in this seat on the plane. Look at this.
No. Yeah. give up hatred. Return good for evil. Give up negativism. See, we try to do that on the radio. Although you got to try to be positive. Give up anger. Give up anger. Be more patient. How can I?
Okay. Yeah. Good. 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 Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I'm going to send this to you, Al.
Thanks. See, these recommendations look good until she recommends you give up French toast, and then you go all right.
Right. That's right.
I know. And the studio's a food for the poor for crying out loud.
I'm really not angry. I don't know why you think. Yeah. I like that dramatic pause. Yeah.
You're right, Al. You're not angry. You're furious.
Of course not. You've been shoveling popcorn for the last 20 minutes. He brought in his bag of popcorn this morning. It's like a feed bag.
It's my breakfast.
He's just he's chewing. He's talking. Like, you know, can you take a break?
It's my breakfast.
I know, but you don't have to inhale it in one bite.
I can't even. I swear,
if you saw this right now, he opened that bag. It was like he hadn't eaten in 3 days.
Oh, you were waiting. You were waiting.
I was. Waiting. I was, because you heard him. You do the same thing. You're eating. I'm lying in my ear. My God. You don't want me to be angry.
That's the best. I've been waiting to let it off. Happy Lent, boys. Yeah. Happy Lent.
Yeah, give up anger. Yeah, okay.
I won't be giving up popcorn for Lent.
Right.
See, this is healthy. It's skinny pop.
Yeah, so. But eating the entire bag in 20 minutes is not healthy. Have a couple of scoops. That's it.
Yeah, but it fills you up.
How about you eat a better breakfast? The bagel, French toast, like Joey.
Those will make you fat. Oh, well, not French toast for Joe.
Give up popcorn. Actually,
yeah,
this is
really.
What it says
no,
right here.
No,
no, it doesn't say that.
Impossible.
Give up jealousy. Pray for trust. Ooh. Give up jealousy, you know? I don't know. Those are the good things,
yeah.
You know? So, you know, we wish you all the best. It's easy to do that, but and I'm going to post a couple of these things because this is our chance to jam it down everybody's throat that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior.
Jam it down everyone's throat. How about trying to be subtle? Hit you over the head with a sledgehammer.
Praise Jesus, Al. Praise Jesus. Hey, that's it. Oh, you know, I had a cross on my lapel and I lost it. Oh, I'm going to hell now. Look out now. I got to go to confession on this
one.
All right. I'm going to get ashes after the show. I wonder if I can get a special ash visit from the priest. Let me see if I can work it out. Father,
beyond
I'm
the
beyond
people,
the people.
All right.
Wow. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, beyond the people. 20
Come
minutes
to where
after
I am
7
and
o'clock.
Put it on my head.
20 after 7, the great General Jack Keane is going to join us live on the radio. And Susie Cerrone is in for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny skies, 39 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. It is Ash Wednesday. That's why alternate side is suspended, meters in effect. Inbound George 20 for the upper 10 at the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 30. Outbound, you've got 495 westbound shut down at Kennedy Boulevard and at the Holland 20 from either approach. The accident on the Van Wyck northbound at Jewel Avenue is gone, but a crash on the Van Wyck southbound at Rockaway Boulevard. Only one lane's getting by. You're backed up from Kew Gardens. In New Jersey, two accidents in Newark. 280 eastbound at exit 13, Route 21 northbound at South Street. No incidents on the Garden State Parkway. Looking good on the thruway between Westchester and Rockland. A lot of tri-state schools are off this week. Your forecast today, partly cloudy with a high near 43, slight chance for afternoon rain. Steadier rain tonight, 39 in the city. Thursday, mostly cloudy and 51. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Staples. Staples Print and Marketing is committed to quality and printing perfect every time. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more. Offer ends February 25th. See staples.com/stores/printing for details. Try Staples and see the difference.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell you about Dottie Herman and tell you about Eye on Real Estate. Saturday mornings at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track of what is hot in real estate. You can stay one step ahead of today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the wacky waters of real estate. I'm telling you, I keep telling you this every morning. It's like you don't know. You don't know what to buy. You don't know all the businesses in New York. Are they coming back to New York? If you're a business, do you make a move? Is it a good buy in New York? And then I see, and I may be wrong, but I see some good buys starting already in New Jersey. But the interest rates are astronomically ridiculous. So who knows? Dottie Herman knows. So I would suggest whether you want to become a real estate agent, a lot of folks want to go, you know, do it as a career, or you want to work within the business, or if you want to rent, do you buy? And you're a couple and you're trying to make your first foray, you know, out onto your own. I would suggest you listen to Dottie Herman. No one knows the industry better. She is the vice chair of Douglas Elliman. That is a huge, huge title. And we invite you to listen to Dottie. It's Eye on Real Estate. It's Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. And I always tell you, if you're about to go out and you're looking at property and it's Saturday morning and you're having your coffee together, what do? You know what you do? You turn on AM 970 The Answer. If you're listening around the country, go to AM970TheAnswer.com and you'll hear Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Today, we'll find out what the Federal Reserve was discussing at its meeting early this month and what led to the smaller 0.25% interest rate increase. The Fed's minutes for the February 1st meeting are released. Barry Knapp is managing partner at Ironsides Macroeconomics.
Household balance sheets are in much, much better shape than they've been any point since the 1990s. So my bias is to think what the trajectory for the economy will look like is something like early 95 after the last aggressive Fed rate hike cycle where growth slowed, but not into an absolute contraction and then re-accelerated from that point forward.
Semiconductor company NVIDIA reports earnings today, along with eBay and TJX, parent company of TJ Maxx. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Democrats just want to win the next election, and they're trying to do it with ceaseless money printing. They do not care if the value of your retirement is sacrificed. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. It is critical to protect your retirement right now with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. Text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold.
We all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
A good work partner knows what you need before you need it. That's how it feels when you work with Cintas. Your dedicated Cintas service reps get to know your business and have the industry knowledge that can help you prepare for what's ahead. They'll deliver your team's workwear freshly laundered, make sure your first aid and safety supplies, mats, mops, and towels are stocked when you need them, and your fire extinguishers are inspected and in working order. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
General Jack Keane is going to join us momentarily. I want to tell you about Balance of Nature because I love you, and I want you to build up your immune system, and I believe you can do it with Balance of Nature because it's 100% fruits and vegetables in capsule form, 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. And a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. I need you to build up your immune system. That's what I do. I go at an incredible pace in my life. And I'm not suggesting that you do that, but I like that, you know, because I hear the footsteps as they get older, you know. So I want to embrace life as I can. So I take Balance of Nature just to protect me, you know, to build up my immune system, to fight the free radicals in my body and everything that I've been told all my life, all my professional life and adult life on what I should have. It's all in. All those nutrients are in the whole food plants, 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables that Dr. Douglas Howard came up with. It's all in Balance of Nature. Here's where you can get 35% off any new preferred order. 800-2468-751. It's Balance of Nature. Jump on the Balance of Nature train. I'll tell you, you just take the capsules. You're never going to have 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. That's a daily dose of Balance of Nature. And you'll get 35% off if you call 800-2468-751 or balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code ANSWER.
Wake up with Joe Piscopo at 6. Ride home with John Katzimatidis at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, always a privilege and an honor to bring to the airwaves General Jack Keane, retired four-star general, chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, Fox News senior strategic analyst. General Keane, welcome back to the show. Thank you always for taking the time with us, sir.
Oh, yeah. Delighted to be here. Thank you.
Well, we're a little confused of what we're seeing in Ukraine. We applaud Joe Biden for going there. Your military overview, General Kane, before we get to this article in The Hill, if I may, sir, your military overview, we feel sometimes they're pulling the wool over our eyes. Are they telling us the truth? Your thoughts on the Biden visit to Ukraine, sir, please.
Well, first of all, I mean, certainly the president going there, we applaud him for doing that. We don't have any troops on the ground in Ukraine, which is normally why a president would visit a war zone. But certainly we have a huge stake there. And the fact is the center of gravity for Ukraine's success to date is the U.S.-led Western coalition in providing arms and munitions to Ukraine and the iron will of the Ukrainian military and its people. That is why they've enjoyed this success and were not summarily defeated by Russia, which was clearly Putin's intent. And I think it was sort of a Reagan-esque type speech, you know, pushing democracy over autocracy and freedom and what it means to the world writ large. But I was also disappointed by the speech, Joe, because he talks in general terms about, you know, we're going to be there to the end, and we'll be there at the finish. But what does that mean? I mean, we don't have a strategy in terms of supporting Ukraine and saying, I think what should be said is our intent is to provide Ukraine's all the weapons they need to defeat the Russians and drive them out of their country and do that as quickly as possible to stop the suffering of the Ukrainian people, bring the war to an end as quickly as possible. Also then go to the $300 billion we have frozen of Russian assets and use that money for recovery and reconstruction inside of Ukraine. The longer we prolong the war, not only is the suffering of the Ukrainian people going on, but the economic crippling of the country, and the longer it will take, and financially it will take, to dig the country out of the hole. And that's the unfortunate aspect of this thing. Provide them the support. Let's get on with ending this as soon as we possibly can. And I would have liked to have seen that expression, but even more importantly, I would like to see the Biden administration to commit to giving everything to Ukraine, not delaying it as they have for every major weapon system they said no to, then months later they say yes to. And we're in the process of that as we see right now. F-16s, advanced fighters,
wow,
we're saying no to. But at some point, we're eventually going to say yes. Why didn't we provide that last year? Why didn't we provide the tanks last year? That's my point. We are prolonging the war by a policy of fear, dealing with Putin's threat of escalation. But, Joe, he has never escalated. Not one time. For every weapon we said no to, and then eventually said yes to, there's close to 10 of them, there's been no escalation. That policy fear is misguided.
Very interesting, General Jack Keane. So that there is something that we don't know what to believe. We like to believe Ukraine is making headway. We are helping. To your point, I think you have to stop Putin now. Otherwise, I think he's going to go. And General Keane, you know best. But I feel he'll go right. He will go into Poland. He will go into NATO. He will go, and certainly he would start going into the rest of Ukraine. But do we what? Is Russia going to, in the spring, this offensive in the spring that we keep hearing about, is Russia just going to roll over? Do they have the capacity to do it? You know best, General Keane. Your thoughts on that, because, again, how long can we hold on? Your point is so well taken. How long do we stay in there? We see the disaster in Afghanistan. Now I see the guy that got us into that mess in Afghanistan, getting out of Afghanistan, telling us that we stand with Ukraine. And are we being told the truth? Will Russia just roll over them in the spring, or does Russia not have the capacity to do that, sir?
That offensive that you're speaking of has already begun. They have elements of four divisions in the Donbass region, and they're beginning that offensive very gradually. We at the Institute of Study of War, who watch this like a hawk every single day,
yes, sir,
and have a pretty good feel for what's going on, we think the Russians will make some minor gains in the Donbass region, but they will not be able to take what their initial objective is, the 42% of the Donbass region that is under Ukrainian control. They will fail in that, just as their offensive culminated last year when they started an offensive in the Donbass region after they had failed to take the capital, the Kyiv, etc. The Ukrainians have been holding off on their offensive because they don't have the advanced weapons that they need, and they will likely begin in May, June. Again, we look at that at the Institute of Study of War. If they receive the weapons that they need, that is the artillery, the tanks, the armored vehicles, the ammunition to support all of that, more air defense systems and advanced fighters, they would be able to roll up the Russians. The Russians are in their defensive positions, again, poorly led, weak morale, they are having trouble getting sustainment of ammunition and equipment to them as well. They are very vulnerable to the Ukrainians being successful. We actually think if the Ukrainians had all of the weapons that they've asked for, they really do have the opportunity to retake the territory that the Russians have taken control of and bring this war to an end. That is the issue. And I'm sensitive to people's criticism that say, well, we should solve the problem at the southern border. We should solve the fentanyl problem.
Yeah.
We're over in Ukraine solving this problem. We can't even solve the problem dealing with toxic waste in Ohio. But let me, to those who say that, and I certainly want all those problems solved, does anybody really believe that if Biden pulled the plug on Ukraine today and said, okay, that's it, no more support whatsoever to Ukraine, if he pulled the plug on that, is he really going to solve the problem on the border and finally enforce the laws and policies that we need? Is he going to stop the fentanyl distribution by helping to destroy the cartels that are doing this in Mexico? Is he to the toxic waste crisis that's there and lend a hand and personally demonstrate his will? I don't think that's happening. And I think those choices that people are asking, they're not mutually exclusive. We've got to do all of that. The danger that we have in Ukraine and the stakes are so high, and you can see it playing out, Joe. Iran and China are part of this axis of Russia, China, and Iran. Iran is setting up a factory in Russia to build the drones that have helped the Russians inside of Ukraine. China is threatening to provide lethal military aid. The consequences of that, the United States should be spelling out to the public right now. Here is what we are going to do so that China understands clearly that we are not going to stand for that. But the stakes are high in terms of what happens if Ukraine loses and Russia wins because we don't support them properly. What does that send to China? What does that do to Iran? Are they going to be more aggressive in terms of taking their national interests at the expense of the United States' national interests in the Middle East and certainly in Taiwan and India and the Pacific region? You know the answer. The answer to that is yes.
Yeah. General Jack Keane, you know, General, as you talk about imaging and what we could say, Joe Biden, and again, I don't want to attack him because, look, I always say we're all going to be there, you know, General. It's like, but he just looked lost. And I know it's a tiring, very, very stressful physical trip that he took. And I applaud Biden for doing that. But does Xi, President Xi in China and does Putin, do they look at him and say, well, he's weak? So they figure, well, we're going to stay in Ukraine because this guy doesn't have the stamina. I mean, because I'm looking here at an article in The Hill, and as you listen to General Jack Keane and Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer, on a Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, and I'm looking at this article in The Hill. It says, America's Ukraine policy needs a Jack Keane. This is a great article. I know you're a very humble man, sir, and we, with great respect and appreciation, we always, always appreciate your time early in the morning on our radio show. If there was a Jack Keane, if you were there, I think that would instill fear into our enemies. But watching Joe Biden, I'm thinking they're just going to think that they have a better advantage on that. Is there anything that will instill the fear into these our enemies that are really taking advantage of us now?
Well, the one thing they do respect is strength, and strength is in commitment followed up by the action. And what I'm suggesting the action is the military arms and munitions. But you're right. I mean, I actually, you put your finger on something that's very important. I believe these three adversaries that we had believed from the outset back in 2021 when the president was elected that they perceived that they would be able to take advantage of this administration. And the evidence for that was what they perceived the Obama-Biden administration to be, and many of the national security team that is around President Biden were part of the Obama administration when he would not stand up to the challenges that were being pushed on the United States by these adversaries at the time. And the reality is, yes, they perceive that, Joe. I mean, I don't like saying that, but that's just the reality of what's happening. But what changes that, regardless of the of the physical perception of the president or the mental perception of the president. Weak policy, sound policy in supporting Ukraine, sound policy in dealing with our border. I mean, the fact that our border is open and we got fentanyl crossing the border and 100,000 people are dying a year, our adversaries are looking at that as well. And they see that as weakness. They would never permit anything like that, certainly, to take place in their country where they're not controlling their border. So, yes, you put all that together, and that's the perception that is out there, and that's why we're arguing for strong policy. The rhetoric is one thing, but if you don't follow the rhetoric up with real actions, then our adversaries see weakness, and that's the concern we have. And what the American people have to understand, while Ukraine is far away and the southern border is close, and arming the Ukrainians is certainly an arguable issue, the stakes are high for the future security of the United States as it pertains to China and also Iran. China is the largest threat. And if things go awry in Ukraine, they certainly will be incentivized to commit to more aggression in the Indo-Pacific region. And look what happened with the spy balloon and how brazen they were in doing that. I mean, why did they do that? Because they thought maybe they could get away with it. And guess what? They were right. They did get away with it.
General Jack Keane, always a vital chat. And and I know you got so many things on your plate, sir, but you take the time with us every morning, and we appreciate that more than we could tell you, General. Thank you so much. Godspeed, and please, let's talk again when you can, sir.
Yeah, great talking to you, Joe. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. General Jack Keane, this is a retired four-star general. He's the chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, Fox News senior strategic analyst. And there's an article in The Hill I just retweeted. It says, America's Ukraine policy needs a Jack Keane. Yeah, I'm telling you, that you want to instill fear into our adversaries, bring in General Keane. Joe on the radio, 741. We're going to turn to Food for the Poor when we come back with Anitra, our friend. And we're going to tell you all the great work Food for the Poor is doing. United in God's work as we begin Lent right here. Oh, yes. On AM 970, The Answer at 741. Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
38 degrees at 742. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Staten Island mom is suing for negligence after her six-year-old woke up on a school bus alone. Jenna Carlson filed a lawsuit against the city, the DOE, the bus company, and its driver after her six-year-old was abandoned on the bus miles from school. Last May, the child woke up all by herself, had to climb out of the vehicle, cross a busy street, and ask a stranger for help. The suit says the little girl suffered fear and emotional distress and was recklessly put in danger of serious physical harm, adding her mother also suffered tremendously when she realized her child did not show up at school and was instead with an unknown stranger. The Atlantic City Housing Authority was fined $10,000 and has until March 14th to fix outstanding violations at the Stanley Homes Public Housing Complex. An inspection by city and housing officials this past December revealed hundreds of violations, including rat-infested housing, poor heating, and the presence of mold, according to the press of Atlantic City. The Housing Authority is also facing a class-action lawsuit from nearly 100 residents of the complex. Officials with the Housing Authority are reportedly unsure if the March 14th date can be met. In sports, Devils fell to the Canadiens in Newark by the final of 5-2. Syracuse returns to the hardwood tonight. The Orange 16-11 going into their battle at Clemson. It's a 6:30 pregame. The tip is at 7. You can listen to the game right here on AM 970, The Answer. And this sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Sunny skies and 39 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. Alternate side is suspended today. Ash Wednesday. Meters in effect. Inbound George, 15 to 20 for the upper, 5 to 10 for the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 30 minutes. 495 westbound. That accident with an overturned box truck is gone, so good news there. In at the Holland, about 15 minutes from either approach. Hey, good news in Queens, too. The accident on the Van Wyck South and at Rockaway Boulevard is gone. Still some delays getting through the area. New Jersey, not one, but two accidents in Newark. 21 North and at South Street, 280 East and at Exit 13. Don't forget, a lot of schools are off this week in the tri-state. No issues on the Parkway or the Thruway. Checking your forecast, well, Peaks of sunshine now, occasional rain this afternoon, the high 43. Steadier rain tonight, 39 in the city. Thursday, mostly cloudy and 51. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Susie. I'm going to tell you about law enforcement against drugs. We want to see in Atlantic City, March 19th. That is St. Joseph's Day, okay? I'm just saying. And I always try to do something giving back on St. Joseph's Day, as my patrons say. So we're going down to Atlantic City, and we're going to Harrah's, beautiful Harrah's, right on the marina. And we're working with Nick DeMauro, our buddy, former police officer, executive director of Law Enforcement Against Drugs. Law Enforcement Against Drugs, and we join community leaders together, educators together. Families come down from around the world, by the way, to deter youth and drugs. And adults from drug use, drug-related crimes, bullying, violence, all the things I talk about every single morning. You know what? But I'm not going to rant about it. I'm not going to be one of those people who just complain on the radio. I want to do something about it. We have a solution on how you could help your community. General Keane so astutely talking about the fentanyl problem. We will address it at the three-day conference at Harrah's in Atlantic City, March 19th through the 21st. And we will be there broadcasting live. So we're going to be down there. You know, you got to come down. I want to meet you. I will be there live. I'd love to see you. Go to leaddrugs.org, please. Leaddrugs, LEADrugs.org. Sign up for the 8th annual LEAD conference today.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Anitra is here from Food for the Poor. We're going to talk to my friend in a second. I love giving back, especially it's Lent, the beginning of Lent. That's why I tell you about the Tunnels to Towers, and I tell you about the Tunnels to Towers Foundation. I tell you about the Siller family in the name of Stephen Siller, lost his life going through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel on 9/11 all those years ago, only to perish in the towers. And from that horrific day, one of the worst days ever on our homeland, if not the worst day, we turned a positive in it with the Tunnels to Towers Foundation. They help out first responder families, military families, Gold Star families who have lost loved ones. They pay off the mortgages for these wonderful, beautiful families that I've had the honor to be with. Catastrophically injured veterans, these heroes, these heroines put their lives, but they put their limbs on the line for us. And we build them smart homes so they could live more independently. Tunnel to Towers is also, I love telling you this, they provide housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 500 homes in 2022, 1,500 homes in 2023. You know, this is God's work the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is doing. Can't do it without you. We cannot do it without you. $11 a month. That's all we ask at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour. Coming up tonight at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Well, I love talking about Food for the Poor. I am broadcasting live from Florida at the beautiful studios of Food for the Poor. My friend Anitra Parmalee is here. Parmalee. I love the Italian in it. I love the Italian.
I love being with you. Parmalee.
That's a great name. And I got the guys in New York going, no, it's Parmalee, Joe. It's Parmalee.
Oh, I go, please. For you, always. Anitra Parmalee.
How
it
are
makes
you,
me
kid?
Need some pasta and gravy, you know?
I'm ready for it. How you doing? You look great. God bless you, girl.
Oh,
thanks
we
for
are
being here.
So excited. You you bring an energy to our studios. You you delight us. We're so grateful. And I was listening to your conversation with the general
and
Tunnels to Towers, your impact on so many from the most local to global.
Yeah, we're trying. We're trying, giving back, especially the beginning of Lent. And that, but you
our hearts turn.
You wrote the book on this. And I am so amazed that when I come into this beautiful, it's so spiritual here. Walking into the studios of Food for the Poor, and Paul is here, and everybody's here. But they're all, I can't believe what a big operation it is. earthquake victims, but victims of the hurricanes in, right. In right here in Florida, you know, not to mention what's happening in South America. How can we help? What to walk us through, if I may, Anitra, on how Food for the Poor joins with other major organizations to take care of, for example, earthquake victims right. in Syria.
Right. That is, you have touched on our secret sauce, because Food for the Poor, 40 years, 17 countries throughout Latin America and the Caribbean, that is our main core issue. But you've touched on it. When the world has a humanitarian crisis, when our eyes turn to these earthquake victims, as believers in Jesus, we think, God, we must do something. Obviously, our prayers are essential and are changing lives, but we are called as followers of Christ to reach out with mercy and help and food and safe water and medical supplies. So when you text earthquake, so easy, earthquake, to the number 91999, we'll send you a link, so easy, and you can choose the amount to give. We've had gifts of $10 up to $2,000. Every gift transforms a victim, a survivor of the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, because it's providing them hope. A reminder, you're not forgotten. The world, the body of Christ, has not forgotten you right now. So when you text earthquake to 91999, so easy, we'll send you back a link and you choose what to give.
This is great. I have to tell you, I'm chuckling because the guys in the studio know. I always, and our audience is so astute, and they're right. so hip, and they're ahead of the curve, and they're great Americans. Their faith is still strong. But when I say one nation under God, and I go, praise Jesus, praise Jesus, and then you're talking about God here. And then, you know what it does? They are the most persecuted people around right. the world right. are Christians.
Right.
No, priests being, God forbid, I don't want to be dramatic, burned right. in Africa. Right. Do we hear about that on the news? Nothing like that.
But are you human?
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
I mean, because no matter where you identify yourself on the spectrum, I mean, we are a part of humanity. I loved how the general brought our mind not just to, you know, talking or ranting, but action.
Yeah, yeah.
Will you take action?
Exactly.
You know, will you look at another human suffering and say, I have within my ability the chance to give them food, safe water, medical supplies.
Unreal. Unbelievable.
You know, I mean, these are people dragged out of the wreckage of these buildings. These are people who are so terrified of future tremors, they're sleeping in their car. Yeah. I mean, your heart as a human turns to them.
Yeah.
So that's what we're appealing to. You know, I mean, whether you ascribe to a faith or not, as a member of the human race, do you have within your ability resources to make a difference?
And Anitra, where can we go? What could we do? First, you go to foodforthepoor.org, right? It's such a great. Are those people that when I get in touch with them,
right.
and they get back, hey, Joe, how are you?
Right.
It's so personal. It's the nicest. Oh, and do you want to thank you for giving?
Right.
Then I end up giving more because it's so nice, you know? A little more, you know?
And, because we take this seriously.
Yeah.
We're so honored.
Yeah.
Food for the Poor is only a bridge between your generosity and those in need.
Yeah.
Whether it is sending meals to Ukraine, whether it is providing a house in Guatemala to people that are living in zinc siding, or sending necessary medical supplies and food and water to Syria and Turkey.
Yeah.
We are so honored that we're a bridge between your generosity and the greatest need.
God bless you, girl. You're unbelievable. Fired up.
Always a joy.
Italian fired
Always
up, baby.
Always a joy.
Anitra Parmalee, we love you. We thank you. Earthquake 91999, 91999 at Earthquake, or go to foodforthepoor.org, right?
Right.
I put it right on my phone. It automatically comes back. It's so easy. But, and I love our listeners on WNYM.
Yeah.
Salem Media's flagship station. And Paul Jacobs said they step up. So to you listening to Anitra and Joe on the radio, thank you and God bless you as we start Lent. Great way to start Lent.
Oh, what a joy.
Fist bump. God bless you, girl. Thank you so much. Thanks, Anitra.
Always
we love
a pleasure.
You. Anytime. You're welcome. Absolutely anytime.
Please. I'm going to be in here all the time. I love you.
Hey, Susie's on the roads for Debbie Duhaim on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny skies and 39 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side suspended. It's Ash Wednesday. Meters in effect. Inbound George, 15 for the upper, 5 to 10 for the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 30. Outbound Lincoln, only 10-minute delays from that earlier accident. And at the Holland, about 15 from either approach. Northbound Gowanus to Cadman Plaza, a 30-minute travel time. Crashing Queens on the BQE south, but at the LIE, one lane out. Don't forget, a lot of schools in the tri-state are off this week, so you'll see some lesser volume out there. But two accidents in Newark, 21 north and at South Street, 280 east, but at exit 13. No issues on the Parkway or the New York State Thruway. Really heavy delays in Connecticut. It's going to take you half an hour on 95 southbound to go from exit 19 in Westport to exit 13 in Norwalk. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
What are you doing this fall? Would you like to go to Italy with yours truly, Jersey Joe? Where are we going? Well, let me tell you. Rome, Catania, Taormina, Savoca, Forza d'Agro, Mount Etna, Palermo. That's Rome and Sicily, baby, for 9 full days. What a trip. We're going to have a ball, enjoy wonderful food, and taste classic Italian wine at Mount Etna and see some actual sights used in iconic Godfather scenes. It's a trip you'll remember for years to come. If all goes well, you may even be treated to the best entertainment team since Martin and Lewis, Piscopo, and Perillo. Have your cameras ready. Call Perillo Tours at 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515 to secure your reservation now on this very limited tour before it sells out. Go online, please, to PerilloTours.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Well, I love giving you solutions, helping out folks in need, what we could do in Ukraine. And I'm going to tell you, if you got that pain, I got a solution for that as well. We are a solution-based program. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Go to relieffactor.com. It's 100% drug-free. These are great folks. And it's when I tell you 100% drug-free, this is a testimonial we hear from a lot of people who go take Relief Factor because it is drug-free, and then they look at the botanical ingredients like resveratrol, Icarian, the fish oil that you don't even taste, by the way, and all the things that in a 100% drug-free manner get rid of your pain. 800-4-RELIEF. You get the 3-week quick start for only $19.95 to see if we can get you out of pain. How fair is that, right? Is that fair enough? You go to 800-4-RELIEF. You can call them, 800, the number 4, the word relief, or relieffactor.com, and let's see if we can get you out of pain. You know what? I think we can. It's relieffactor.com. Hey, Jeff Nordine is checking out the weather for us. How are we doing this morning on this Wednesday, beginning of Lent, Jeff?
We're doing pretty good. We're going to see some sunshine, but then it's going to get cloudier as the day goes on, and we're also going to see some rain in Long Island, high temperature 45. As you go more inland to the northwestern part of New Jersey and southern tip of mainland New York, that's where there could be some freezing rain and even some flurries. Once this tapers off tomorrow, it's a nice day. It's going to be cloudy, temperature 51.
Oh, that's not so bad. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that very much. Hey, Joe Piscopo, live from the studios, Food for the Poor, foodforthepoor.org. Check it out. We're coming back with Stephen Moore right at the top of the hour, the Joe Piscopo resident scholar of economics, Dr. Nicole Sapphire on the program, Michael Goodwin, the chief political columnist for the New York Post, and the one, the only, Adam Carolla in the 9 o'clock hour. Put your seatbelt on for that one. Joe Piscopo, live from Florida, and we are coming right back at you. Don't go away.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.